What's going on, everybody? What's going on? What's going on? It's your boy Bruno back again for another episode of the Long Island Gaming League podcast. How's everybody doing out there? I hope everybody's staying safe. I hope everybody's, you know, trying to do your best to stay out of trouble, keeping on gaming. We have another great one for you guys today. I am accompanied by my interim co-host, Rob. Rob, how you doing today, man?
Hey, Bruno, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the Long Island Gaming Leagues podcast. It's a pleasure.
Not a problem. It's always a pleasure to have you on, man. Let everybody introduce our guest to everybody. Who do we have on today?
Yeah, so today we have Bobby V Gaming. He's a big time Twitch streamer and YouTuber, content creator. Bobby, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. First, I appreciate you guys having me on here today. And so I've been streaming for about a year and a half now. Definitely a little bit late to the Madden scene. I mean, I grew up playing Madden, kind of had to take a little bit of a break. I did, you know, some prior service with the Air Force for 4 years and then kind of, you know, jumped back into it and wanted to do the Twitch thing. And it's been great. Last year and a half has been great. We have, just hit 6,000, I think, plus followers on Twitch. Closing in on 6,000 subscribers on YouTube. It's been fun. It's been a lot of fun. And like I said, I started off, I should actually backtrack. I started off with Facebook Gaming actually back in October of 2020, I want to say, or 2019, excuse me. And wasn't really feeling Facebook Gaming too much. Jumped over to Twitch. It's been a little over a year now with Twitch. And continuing to grow and just enjoying every step of the way.
For sure.
That's great.
So you say you are into Madden. Let's put you on the Madden landscape. What do you consider yourself? You consider yourself a pro gamer, more of like, you know, like a streamer instead of, you know, a competitive player. What do you consider yourself in the gaming community?
So I get this question a lot, actually, and it's a tough question for me because I'm one of the few people that's actually trying to straddle that line between both. I actually made the Final Four of the Madden Club Championship last year for the Philadelphia Eagles Club, my hometown, lost to one of the best players in the country in Henry. I constantly find myself competing in weekly, daily tournaments, the big Madden Championship, the MCS Series tournaments. And I still also find myself trying to, you know, push out this YouTube content. You know, we talked before we went live, I just pushed out a YouTube video just now. It's definitely a tough line to straddle. I very much want to continue to do both if I can. I'm very competitive. So I guess if I had to choose one, I would probably say more competitor than content creator. I'm super competitive and I can still see myself 40 years from now in a rocking chair trying to beat somebody in a game of Madden. So
yeah, I think everybody who's a gamer tries to do that for sure.
Yeah, that's amazing, Bobby. So what made you veer off the Facebook?
So Facebook Gaming, and I don't want to, you know, talk down on them too badly. They just had some, because Facebook Gaming is still relatively new, you know, comparative to Twitch. And they have a lot of issues when it comes to like copyrights. And don't get me wrong, copyright is, and DMCA is a large issue across streaming platforms right now. But I was having like a lot of issues with Facebook Gaming where they kept, you know, taking my streams down just for playing like literally the Madden menu music. Like the music that was approved by EA to play in the game. Like my streams would always get taken down for actually playing the menu music in Madden, like Madden 20. Like it was the most astounding thing I've ever seen. Wow. And between that and a couple other things, I did my research and just, I thought that Twitch was a better move for me, at least right now. And it's been great. It's been great. Twitch has been phenomenal for me. The love and the viewership over there has been great. And hoping to continue to go from there.
Just out of curiosity, when you were thinking about doing the change, did you ever consider, and I know it's a little bit taboo talking about it still, but did you ever consider Mixer instead of Twitch?
I did. I considered everything at the time. Even right now, I still actually, you know, I still consider YouTube right now. I've built such a great following on Twitch that I don't know if I'd want to, you know, redo all that again. Right. I know you have your loyal followers, and that's something that people don't talk about enough, you know, is that when you jump from one thing to another, everybody says, you know, like, we love you, we support you, and we're going to follow you. And I appreciate that sentiment, but realistically, the numbers never lie. And it's hard to, it's not hard, but you have to recreate that entire following again, because a lot of people won't follow you. A lot of people will like to stay in their norm. A lot of people will, if they were on Facebook gaming, they'll stay over Facebook gaming. If they, you know, met you on Twitch, they'll stay on Twitch. Same with YouTube, et cetera, et cetera. So I did look into Mixer. I looked across everything when I switched from Facebook gaming to Twitch. I looked into everything. And even these days, I don't think it's I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing to keep your options open and continue to research and look at things over and over again. I got to be honest, I've been looking at YouTube a lot more recently, and YouTube looks like they have a lot of good things and good deals going on for content creators and streamers, and they may long term possibly be the move for streaming. But right now, I'm kind of comfortable where I'm at with Twitch.
It makes sense.
That's great. Bobby, and I heard you mentioned that it's a fine line between the competitive gaming and, you know, the streaming. How do you handle both while you're playing a big game? Do you stream it? Do you try to entertain the stream at the same time? Or do you just try to, like, really focus?
I'm very much, I've been, when I kind of burst onto the scene on Twitch, when a lot of people didn't know who I was, I think I was playing I forget what qualifier it was last year. I remember, but they were doing like multiple watch parties. And sometimes I like to go back and like rewatch people's streams and just like see how they react to, you know, you playing them or broadcasting your game and things like that. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with Joel, one of the more popular streamers on Madden Twitch. And he was broadcasting, I forget if it was the clubs or what it was, but I remember watching his reaction to me reacting to my stream in the middle of like the most heated game of all time. Like, I'm sitting here thanking people for follows and subscriptions and everything. I'm in the middle of the most heated game in the world, you know, potential to advance, you know, further on to this tournament, whichever tournament it was. I can't think right now off the top of my head. And I'm just listening to Joel just freak out right now. Like, if you don't pay attention to this game right now, stop reading your damn follows, stop reading your subscriptions. And I'm very competitive, but at the same time, I always have a habit of just looking at the chat and reading the chat and acknowledging, you know, anything, whether it be follows or anything. That's just kind of how I'm wired. I know sometimes if it's really, really like crazy and like major stakes on the line, I'll turn off notifications. And then when I'm done the game, I'll go back and reread and rethink everybody. But typically most of the time I'm pretty glued into the chat and paying attention despite possibly being in the craziest game of all time.
Right. That's amazing. Bruno, could you imagine playing for like thousands of dollars and having like a few hundred people to like thousands of people in your stream just watching you? And, you know, you have to, you know, sort of entertain the stream while playing for like big stakes.
I mean, I've been on the viewer side of a tournament kind of that perspective, and I know what happens, you know, we all know what happens on this side. And I remember, and this was not a Madden tournament, this was actually on a Counter-Strike tournament that they had in Brooklyn, in it was the ESL, it was one of the major championships, whatever. And I'm looking at the landscape and I'm thinking to myself, I mean, there's only so much attention you could be paying to a game. But at the same time, you have that feeling of the eyes of all these people looking at you. I mean, you have to have nerves of steel. I think I don't think it's an easy situation. I mean, I've never been put in that position. I mean, I would love to, that not just for the whole thing of, you know, being in a tournament, stuff like that, but it's like, you feel, wow, I'm here. That means I made it. That means, you know, it validates what you are. And even if you don't go any further or anything, just for you being there, you know, you soak in that moment. I mean, I can imagine like whatever once in a lifetime feeling it is. And I have a lot of envy in you, man, of getting to that point and being there. And then it's funny you saying the whole thing about the viewership. I mean, just for you to have the calmness to, yes, take your mind off of the game, of the competition for just 5 minutes and to validate the people that are watching you and following you. I mean, that's not an easy thing to do. Even when you're just streaming, I see it when I stream. It's not easy for you to keep up with it, more so to do it during the tournament. I mean, you got what it takes, just even if you wouldn't tell me anything else, just tell me that to me would tell me you got what it takes to go anywhere, man. I mean, it's just, I think you know, don't listen to what other people say. Do what you think is more natural to you. That's the way I think it should be. I mean, regardless if he was like, you know, saying it in a way of like, of playing around or being serious, but if it feels natural to you, it works in your favor, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And I appreciate that. And I think that's like the main takeaway from that is that everybody kind of has their own way of dealing with the, you know, the big game pressure and things like that. And for me, for some people, they like to just lock in. They got the earphones in, they're blasting whatever music or whatever playlist they got going on. Yep. And they're locked in. And I'm cool with that too. And I do that too sometimes. But for me, you know, looking at the chat sometimes, it kind of relieves a little bit of that pressure, as crazy that might sound to say. Like it relieves some of that stress and just kind of brings you back to that normalcy a little bit. And, you know, it's not to say that I'm distracting myself from the game. Like when I'm looking at the game and I'm adjusting and doing everything, like I might read comments while I'm picking my next play or during a timeout or, you know, hit 2 minute, like whatever kind of game stoppage there might be. But, you know, it never detracts from what I'm actually trying to do in the game. For me, it just kind of relieves a little bit of that pressure.
I got to say, Bobby, I hopped into one of your streams one time and I saw like the most brainless player just like throwing a couple of dots and like he was just trolling in the chat. Like how do you get over the trolls? I know you have moderators, but like at the end of the day, if you see the message, doesn't it throw you off a little bit?
Yeah, trolls, I will be honest. I don't hide much. It's kind of my thing on Twitch. And the chat knows that I don't hide much. How do I put this? I react accordingly to everything. And the trolls, I react to them. I give them their 15 minutes. I know what the trolls on Twitch are there to do. I know they want their attention. And I give it to them sometimes. My mods probably hate me. I got to be honest with you. My mods probably hate me because I don't let them do their job enough. And I've talked to some of my friends about this. I let them, because here's the thing, as long as you don't say something incredibly like disrespectful to me, or just, you know, you know the types of comments I'm talking about. I don't want to, you know, put them into the universe here,
yeah, of course,
on the podcast, but like, as long as it's not blatantly disrespectful, if you're telling me that I suck at the game, if you're telling me I made a bad read, I mean, everybody makes bad reads occasionally. None of us are perfect. I'm okay with that. There are times where even the most toxic people I don't ban, and I engage them a little bit because I'm just kind of wired that way. I have to let them know that I won't deal with the disrespect, but realistically, like them just being timed out or potentially banned is probably the best move. And my mods can't stand me for that sometimes. Like they might time somebody out and then I'll tell them to untime them out afterwards just so I can get the last word in. Right. But the trolls can be distracting. I don't think I'll ever let them take away from my game. It's astounding how many there actually are when you're gaming, but I don't think as many of them are trolls as they are sometimes fans of the other people that you're playing. Like you very rarely do you see people like supporting two players. Like if I'm playing another top end streamer or something like that, like you'll have people, if we're both live, like you'll have people jumping from chat to chat, like, you know, running their mouths, doing what they normally do. But it's just, it's crazy that like there aren't just people that can support both players. Like they like both players, but then they feel like when it comes down to them playing each other, like they have to pick one or the other, right, which is right. what I always thought was funny. But no, the trolls, yeah, I give them probably a little bit too much attention sometimes. I can admit to that. My mods probably hate me, but no, it doesn't distract me overall.
It's the heat of the moment. No,
of course.
Yeah, they're always going to be there, man. But do you think they actually contribute to the entertainment of the stream in a way?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Nobody wants to watch, you know, a Kawhi Leonard robot-like person playing Madden. You know, some people, that's one of the trolls that I get sometimes. It's one of my biggest pet peeves, actually, is when somebody pops into my chat and tells me to relax. When somebody tells me to relax, or when somebody tells me, the person streaming the game, the person who puts 50, 60, maybe even more hours a week into content, into streaming the game, when somebody tells me how to react to the game that I'm playing, it drives me off the wall. That's probably one of my pet peeves. I can't stand it. They say chill out, and I'm like, wait, so I'm over here playing 25 straight weekend league games right now, and you're going to tell me how to react to the game. So then sometimes I'll troll, and I'll be like, okay, nope, all right, guys, I'm done reacting for like 15 minutes. I'll just sit there, like jokingly, trollingly, just sitting there, just mashing buttons with just a straight face on.
I mean, I think that's like that. you know, it's like you were talking before about, you know, Twitch, Facebook banning, shutting down your streams when you had music and stuff like that. It's like one of, that's technically a written down rule. And what you're talking about, the whole thing, you know, like coming into somebody's stream and telling them to calm down and to take it easy. That's like one of those unwritten rules that you do not do as a viewer on a stream.
Of course.
Not tell. That's the word. That's like, you know, calling names to your mom. You don't do that.
Yeah. Don't go there.
No, if there was anything that you can do worse than banning the guy from the chat, I think that would be something deserving of it. Guaranteed.
Yeah.
I understand the intention, but it's like, it doesn't work. It backfires. You do not calm down. It's impossible. You have somebody engaged mentally and physically in doing games hours behind, and you telling them,
I can't even think of a time, like even outside of gaming, when telling somebody to calm down has actually made them calm down.
True. That is totally true. I have a question for you. You were talking about your mods, and I think this is a question that's never been asked here. And do you have a process to pick the people that you choose to moderate your channels?
Honestly, not really. Sometimes I'll mod somebody if none of my mods are around. Sometimes, like, there are times where I actually do need them, and like the trolls are just going on, just running rampant, and they know too. Like, there are people that sit in the chat sometimes that are quiet, but then once they realize, like, there's no moderation, like there's no parental figures, parental authority around,
right,
they start going wild in the chat. Sometimes I'll just, out of necessity, I'll get a mod. But for the most part, they're pretty much either friends of mine, like personal real life friends, Madden friends, other Madden streamers or content creators, people that I know also deal with what I'm dealing with on a regular basis. And just generally people that I trust.
Gotcha. I mean, it's just, I know probably every streamer has their own way of picking. I mean, I personally stream, I don't have moderators, but it's just, you know, I can imagine, I don't have that viewership yet for that, to the point that you need moderators. When it starts getting to a point that it gets a little too much for one person, yeah, that, I think that's the point. But it's just, you know, especially for the new people out there thinking about streaming, you know, that's also something that you have to think about, besides the whole thing of, you know, what do I want to stream? Where do I want to stream? It is, you know, at some point you're going to have help from people. And you also have to have a way to pick who you really want. I mean, it's not an easy job at the end of the day. And like you're saying, you know, when the trolls start going out there, it's not an easy thing to deal with. I mean, you're going to get backfired on. That's a guarantee. And it's not easy to deal with the backfire.
Oh, for sure.
So you say you're a Madden player 100%, but what was the game when you were younger that started bringing you into gaming outside of Madden? Was there a different game, or it was always Madden?
Oh, was there a different game? I was a big gamer growing up. I mean, I'm still a big gamer today. A game that really got me into everything. I mean, we could go all the way back to, I mean, we can go back to Sega Genesis. We can go back to Dreamcast. Mm. We can go back to Sonic. We could go to arcade games like Pac-Man, Crazy. I think I even have Crazy Taxi still on my Xbox from the original Xbox.
Wow, that's a throwback.
Love Crazy Taxi. Great arcade game.
Very good arcade game. Still is.
Crazy Taxi. And Nintendo 64. I played StarCraft, GoldenEye. Super Smash Brothers. I mean, I can start ripping off names left and right. PlayStation, Twisted Metal.
Yes.
I played RPGs. I played Final Fantasy. I played, you know, I played, I dipped my toes pretty much anything you could think of. And I think I really started to get into the competitive scene when I was younger, when I was a teenager. Back when game battles was still a thing, back before I think they merged with like MLG, before it was like Major League Gaming. Mm-hmm. Me and my buddies all used to play on the Call of Duty ladders. Me personally, I still say that Call of Duty 3 is one of the best Call of Duties of all time. I know a lot of people will say Call of Duty 4. A lot of people have different takes on Call of Duty, but Call of Duty 3 was one of the best games, actually. Like, if you were just young enough to grow up on it, a lot of people these days don't know about the game. Great game, phenomenal game. So competitively, I've always definitely been involved. And even just as like a, even like games that didn't have like competitive ladders like that. I've just always been super competitive, you know, playing games, even like these days, like, you know, my girlfriend, sometimes we'll mess around and like load up like a PlayStation game or something like that. And like, I'm just as competitive with her as anybody I am playing Madden on stream. So that competitiveness, I don't think will ever die in me.
That's great. It's always fun to be competitive for sure. I mean, yeah, it's like you always have something to play for.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, if you don't, it's like I say, I don't like losing even to pennies or to beans. You know, it's even if I play with my 5-year-old on my, I'll cry, but you know, it's that whole thing. It's if you don't have that little ounce of competitiveness in you, I don't see too much of a reason for you to be playing. I mean, even if it's regardless, if it's to pass the time or just to chill, but you have to have a little bit of competitiveness in you just for you to try to at least be better. You know, I mean,
no, I 1000% agree with that. And that actually goes back into like the last thing we were talking about with like, you know, trolls and things like that. And that's like another one of like my biggest like things to like nitpick is like, one, being told to chill. And then like, two, like the people that like, I hate that it's just a game thing. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just a game thing. Like, if it was just a game, I wouldn't be here with, like, the following that I have with, like, hundreds of people watching. Like, if it was just a game, I just hate that attitude. Like, I'm fine with playing a game for fun, but, like, if you have this attitude to where you're not allowed to get upset, if you tell somebody they can't get upset for being competitive, I just find that fundamentally odd.
I agree. It's just human nature to get mad, you know, when you lose, you know, so, you know, especially when you know that you could be better.
Of course.
Sure. I mean, there's always room to be better. And there's always somebody else out there that's slightly better than you. And you always have that thing of wanting to be better. I mean, if you don't have that ounce of competitiveness in you, I mean, what's the point of that?
Exactly.
That's what I think. But I mean, so you at right now, it's basically everything Madden, or do you sometimes dab in other things, even if it's just, you know, take your head off of Madden for a little bit?
So in terms of streaming and content, it is right now just Madden. It'll probably almost always be Madden. I am so close to hitting Twitch partner right now. I've actually applied for Twitch partner multiple times. We've already hit all the requirements and average viewership. They've gotten back to me. I think I've applied 3 times now. You never make it on the first time, almost never. I've applied 3 times. I've been denied 3 times. Every time comes back the same message. We just want to see if you can continue to maintain that, you know, that average viewership, for a little bit longer. So I'm going to keep pressing Twitch every 2 to 3 weeks. I'm going to keep applying. But the reason I say that is because everybody that I have, you know, all my viewers are pretty much from Madden. And this goes back into, you know, earlier when I mentioned the Facebook gaming thing, when I switched over, mm-hmm. Same thing applies to when you're playing a different game. Everybody says, you know, yeah, we'll watch you play anything, but realistically the numbers never lie. Everybody wants to watch me play Madden. If I loaded up 2K right now, if I loaded up a 2K stream, I'd probably be lucky to have a third of the viewers. If I loaded up, you know, anything else, I'd be lucky to have a third of the viewers. So until I hit partner and the average viewership isn't a concern anymore, I can load up any game with no worry of, you know, how many people are watching. It's probably just going to be Madden for now.
Okay. I mean, it makes sense. I mean, it's what you're good at. It's what your niche and your trade is. I mean, it's only natural that you are going to concentrate on that. I mean, that's the trait of a good streamer and a good player is you dedicate yourself to one game and you try to be good at it. I mean, there's only so much that you could be dabbing into at the same time. And then, you know, you're never going to be good at one thing if you just all over the place.
Agreed. And once, like I said, once I hit partner, I'll be able to, because trust me, but don't mistake that. I for sure 1000% need to take those breaks from Madden. Like Madden fatigue, as well as any other game fatigue, if you're a content creator and a streamer and somebody that just plays a game a lot, like fatigue is real. Like you get exhausted playing the game mentally, physically. It's exhausting sometimes. So once I hit partner, and if, you know, if I'm streaming, if Madden's not going so well on a particular night, I can load up another game on stream with no worry.
I don't know for sure. I mean, right now it's just the streaming view is the way streaming is going. It seems it's a little too crazy. Everybody's all over the place. There's not one game you can say that everybody's playing. It's just it.
You
no, go ahead.
Go ahead, Bruno.
No, go ahead.
I was gonna say. You know what's very interesting about streaming? I don't think we hit the right, like, I have yet to see, like, a grandpa streaming. I feel like we're going to be heading in that direction, like, you know, where streamers are going to make a career out of it, you know, out of, like, maybe forever. Because, you know, it's, you know, for a streamer to make it that far, they could probably keep going. And it's, like, I don't know, maybe less stress on the body. I see that, like, at one point we're going to have like guys in their 60s, maybe even 70s, like streaming. What do you guys think about that?
I agree. I 1000% agree. And I definitely think it comes with the generation that we're currently in. I mean, the gamer generation, you know, like my dad, you know, what's funny is that my dad actually, you know, he wouldn't probably be streaming, but my dad was actually a little bit of a gamer too. He loves the old school games. He actually still has at the house. Occasionally he'll actually hook it up. The old Super Nintendo, he'll actually mess around. He'll play like Dr. Mario or A Link to the Past, like Zelda. Like he actually still has those games, which I think is like awesome.
That's great.
Yeah, it's absolutely awesome. But yeah, I definitely think we're definitely at a generation now where we're going to get more people that, you know, play into their later years. And it's just, you know, I mean, one, people are going to be retired, and two, it's another way of income and no, like you said, no stress on the body. Absolutely. I absolutely agree with that.
Like Bobby, how long do you see yourself streaming for?
As long as possible, honestly. I genuinely enjoy what I do, which is what you hope for in any job or career. I mean, I enjoy what I do. I enjoy creating content. I enjoy streaming. I tell my chat all the time, like I spend more time with you guys than a large portion of other people in my life. And you know, I still make time for everybody. I still make time for my family, my girlfriend, my friends, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, I'm genuinely like happy with this. So as long as possible, I don't think I could give you a definitive answer.
Right. Right. Yeah, man. I mean, myself, you know, I can't see myself, you know, stop playing video games or Madden, like until I get like arthritis in my hands or something, like, you know, like I just can't see it happening.
Carpal tunnel kicks in. That ain't easy.
Yeah.
Then you got to get the game. Then you got to get the gamer gloves at like 50.
Oh god.
Yeah. That's great.
Using straps on your wrists. You'll have your wrists taped up by age 45, 50, and you'll still be playing. It's like a guy going to the gym. Just keep on putting more straps. Keep lift those legs.
Just patch it up.
That's it.
Yep.
But I mean, yeah, I mean it's like you're saying, it's just that without, you know, putting the time and even if, okay, you're talking about pain. Now, imagine like this, you get to that point that you have that pain. Okay, you're like, let me look back. What have I achieved? Then you look back and it's like those people that don't, you know, like we were saying before that, you know, they're all over the place and they're just there for fun. And you look back and you say, I actually haven't achieved anything, but my hands are killing me. It says, what the heck have I been doing all this time? It's like, now if you look back, you say, listen, I made affiliate by this time streaming. I made partner this time. I have accomplished all of this. It says, okay, I got pain, but you know what? I earned what I have. I did something for it. I got the scars to show it, but you know, I achieved what I wanted to, and I could be happy with the pain. That's the way I see it. I don't know if everybody sees it the same way.
No, I agree. That's a great way to look at it.
I agree with that.
Not for sure. What do you see right now towards the future in terms of Madden? What do you see the landscape looking like? Do you see it's promising? Do you see some type of a slowdown? I don't know. What's your opinion right now in terms of the Madden landscape?
Man, that is a loaded question right now. It's definitely been a popular topic recently with everything going on, and you know, with currently the MCS, the Madden Championship Series going on, all the tournaments, and you know, the EA Twitch channel, they stream all these games, the tournament games, and it's been a popular discussion right now that like the viewership is just really low right now. I mean, this year's Madden, you know, I'll speak bluntly, you know, this year's Madden did not get a great rating. I think it's got like a record low rating right now. The game came out really, you know, slow at the start of the year. There have been issues with the game. I think they have definitely fixed a lot throughout the season in terms of Ultimate Team, which I play. There's been a lot of content from the content standpoint. It's been a really good year from a gameplay standpoint and wanting to put out and push out content that involves gameplay for this game, it's been tough. It's been tough for a lot of people. A lot of people have been just mentally struggling to continue to play this game throughout the year, myself included. I think that the future of Madden is going to be bright, but there need to be some changes to the game and maybe to some of the, I don't want to say people, I don't know who I want to signal out. I don't want to call anybody out, but there definitely just needs to be change with the game, the way it's developed and some of the people that, that may be in charge of it.
Go for it. I'm telling you, use the platform, call them out. Don't hurt. do it. I'm telling you, this is an, that's the only way things are going to change. If, you know, people start calling them out and people start commenting and writing and tweeting about it and all that stuff. Unfortunately, that's when things change.
Yeah, no, I know there's been, like I said, from a content standpoint, and this really just comes down to the game itself. Like I said, it's just been content wise, like, you know, all the new cards that come out and all the new kind of game modes and things that are in the game have been solid this year. I'm very honest about like my critiquing. Like, I'm not going to just sit here and bash everything. Like, there have been really good things. It really just came down to the gameplay. And also, like I said, I kind of straddled that line between competitive and content creator. My issues really stem more with the competitive side of things. We are actually currently dealing with right now. The Madden Challenge is going on right now. The Madden Classic and the Madden Challenge are going on right now. The Madden Classic, which is played on the regs game mode, was played last night. And there's actually a controversy right now on how someone qualified for the Madden Bowl. The Madden Bowl is coming up, top 16 players, and they changed the format of it this year. And the format for the Madden Bowl has been discussed, you know, extensively. But the competitive side of things, there definitely needs to be a shakeup. The commissioner that runs the Madden competitive scene, he just pretty much is gone. He's nowhere in sight until, you know, it's time for him to show up on ESPN randomly and take some credit for something. But like, there's been a lot of issues in the Madden competitive scene that just goes mum. There's no feedback. There's no communication. That's something that I think they've been working on more this year with like community managers and bringing other people. But even then, you know, these community managers, they only are responsible for so much. They're really, and I hate to say this, and I don't mean it disrespectfully at all, it's just the fact of, you know, the nature of it. They're just the face that has to relay and be the middleman between, you know, the gameplay, the game developers and the people up top. And, you know, communication is still a big issue in the Madden community. There's a lack of it, a huge lack of it. There's an issue with that. And mainly in the competitive scene, definitely in the content side of things. But I think they've been better about that this year than some people would be willing to admit. But the competitive scene, yeah, there needs to be some kind of change.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think there has to be change in everything. It's not just Madden. I see it in everything. I see it in Call of Duty. I see it in all these other games. It's all over the landscape for some reason. It's just that there's change that needs to be done. I mean, I think, you know, the times are changing, the world is changing, and I think change has to be everywhere. It's not just one game, two games, one platform, two platforms. I think it's just everybody's got to get together and figure out, you know, what's right, what's wrong, and fix the wrongs. It's not just, oh yeah, let's just patch it up and go on to the next one. You know, I don't think that works like that. But
I will say, and just to add on to that, the one probably big thing, I've actually talked to a couple of people about this in the past few days. Probably the biggest issue I have is somebody that likes to compete, but also is trying to be a content creator is so for competing in anything, you know, EA related, anything MCS related, you can't actually have a coin sponsor. So for those out there listening that might not know what I'm talking about. So in your games like NBA 2K and Madden, they're very micro transaction oriented. And when I say that, you know, they have this kind of currency that you need in the game. For 2K, it's, you know, VC, that virtual currency that you need to buy your players, your upgrades, your equipment, whatever it is that you need. Same thing in Madden for Ultimate Team. You need to buy, or you need coins to upgrade your players, to buy the new cards that come out and all of this stuff. And as like a pretty decent content creator, pat myself on the back too hard, I've been offered multiple coin sponsor opportunities already. And I haven't, I can't accept any of them. And, you know, I would make a pretty decent amount of money on a monthly basis, but I can't do that because if you have a coin sponsor, you're not allowed to compete on a competitive level, which is very unfortunate. So I'm hoping in the future, maybe that gets lifted. But EA has a big, you know, a big thing against coin sponsorships and coin buying and selling. So hopefully that gets changed in the future.
Yeah, hopefully things change. Rob, do you have any more questions?
No, I think that's all for me, Bruno. Yeah, I think that's about it. I mean, I agree with Bobby. You know, the coins are definitely, you know, that's their main source of income. They're probably not going to lift that ban, I don't think. But, you know, we'll have to see.
Well, let's see. I mean, it's like I said, things need change. And maybe that is a change that needs to be made. And hopefully they do the right choice. This is the time that we give you the floor, Robert. And Bobby V, let everybody know where they can find you, where they can watch you.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate it. So I am pretty much everywhere, guys. I am on every social media. Pretty much it's Bobby V Gaming. For the most part, there might be an underscore, but literally if you just Google Bobby V Gaming, it'll probably all pop up. I'm live on Twitch probably 5-6 days of the week. It's going to be Bobby with 2 Y's underscore and a V. And yep, YouTube is Bobby V Gaming.
Perfect. Perfect. Rob,
all right, guys.
Now it's your turn. I'll give you the all chance right. to take the floor. Let everybody know where they can see you.
All right, guys. It's been a pleasure. You can find me on Twitter at GotEmCoachTTP. And thanks again, Bruno, for having me on the podcast. Thanks again, Bobby, for coming on.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you guys for the invite.
That's perfect. You got it there, boys. Everybody, another episode in the bag. Hope everybody enjoyed it. Hope everybody is going to continue to stay safe. Please be careful out there, everybody. Please stay gaming. Keep on listening to the podcast. It's sponsored by Monster Energy, Vertigear Gaming Chairs, and Four Eyes. This is your boy Bruno signing out. Thank you, everybody. Have a good one.